Hi, my name is Scott Dahl, and I would like to thank you again for tuning into one of my podcasts. What I'd like to do today is address a question that I've been getting with relative frequency. Is this sell-off that we're experiencing, is this the end of the bull market, or is there simply a correction? I'm going to try to determine what the probabilities are of the future price moves by using technical analysis. First of all, what I'd like to do is again point out that I truly believe that we're in a secular bear market. We're in a long-term bear market. The bull market move that we've been experiencing since last October, that is a cyclical bull market in a secular bear market. So what happens is when you have this long-term secular bear market, you're going to have cyclical shorter-term bulls and shorter-term bears inside this long-term trend. This is a high inflation, high interest rate secular bear market. They're painful and they're choppy. But you can see these big bull moves and then turn around and you can see big bear moves as well. So where are we at now? Well, let's take a look at the chart of the S&P 500. Remember, it's important to understand that the S&P 500 has been predominantly dominated by just a few small stocks. They're pulling this market higher. However, the good news is when we hit the bottom back here in October, each one of these bars is a day, by the way. A red bar is a down day, a green bar is an up day. When we hit this bottom in October, we had a very strong rally and we had a broad rally. So what I mean by that is the more of the stocks started participating in this up move. We needed that to sustain a bull market, because in order for a bull market to succeed and become more powerful, you have to have a lot of stocks that are participating, a lot of stocks that are going higher, not just a small few. So we got that here. But what do we see now? We see a top. And you can see, I can draw, if you look at this chart, a well-defined downtrend. So how long is this downtrend going to last? Well, let's take a look at another index. This is the New York Stock Exchange Index, so the NYSE Composite. This is an index of about 2,000 stocks. So it's broader based than the S&P 500. So this looks ominous here. But most of the indices look like this, and a lot of the stocks look like this. And so we had a top, and then I was able to not only draw a downtrend line across the top, but I was able to draw a trend line across the bottoms. So what this is this is a trend channel. This is more telling. It's a trend channel. We broke out of the bottom of the trend channel. Now today, as I'm recording this, we're trying to fight back up to get up into the channel, but the channel is going to be significant resistance. So this would indicate to me, no guarantees, but this would indicate to me that we're going lower from here. That's the odds of probability. Now let's look at one of the most important things is breadth. So you see this is a measure of breadth. This is a measure of participation. This is a measure of amount of stocks that are participating in this up move. You can see that breadth is waning. So we have less stocks because we've broken out of this downtrend. We have less stocks that were going higher up here. So here's the question. Is this the end of the market? I don't think so, because typically what you have is you have the market will continue higher, but then you'll have breadth. It's what's called rollover, for lack of a better term. So you have breadth turn and the market continues higher. That's not happening. Breadth is coinciding with the drop in the market. So I think that this is an exhale and this is a correction in an ongoing bull trend. Just how far it's going to go down, I could mark it and give us some ideas of support areas. But let's just suffice to say that it looks like to me that we could be in this downward trend, this correction, for a longer period of time. I'd like to show you one more chart. This is a chart of the S&P 500 equal weight. It's like the S&P 500. It's got the same stocks, but it gives each stock an equal weighting. So each stock gets an equal vote. It's not like the cap-weighted S&P 500, which weights bigger stocks heavier. And why is this important? Because this is also showing breadth, declining breadth, because we know that of the 504 stocks that are in the S&P 500, less and less of them are going higher. So this is telling as well. This is a high in the RSP. This is a high in the equal-weighted S&P 500. We broke that high and now we're back down below it. So that high, that level right here, is going to act as resistance. So we've got significant resistance above this market. So in summation, this is in all likelihood a correction of an ongoing bull trend. I hope this helps. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. It's 949-497-6366. You can email me, scott@dahlcapitaladvisors.com. I hope this was helpful. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll look forward to more of these.